Welcome to another edition of the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Angela Harris, and today we'll hear from Tom Jackson, president of Jackson Systems, LLC. His company has a strong social media presence already, and its latest innovative use of Facebook as a virtual sales event platform stirred up quite the buzz in the HVAC industry. Find out how he did it and what benefits the company received. Enjoy the talk. We'll see you on the other side. I'd like to welcome today Tom Jackson, president of Jackson Systems in Indianapolis. How are you doing today, Tom?
I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this afternoon.
Well, that's great, and you know, we appreciate you taking the time. I heard your company held a virtual sales event last month on Facebook. Can you explain to our audience what a virtual sales event is?
Sure. Our concept of the virtual sales event was to, through the use of our Facebook account, was to notify not only our current clients, but potential customers about a brand new product that we've got, and to get them to check out our Facebook page. And if they came and liked us on Facebook, we would then display a special promotion code that they could use to get a nice discount on this brand new product that we're trying to launch.
You know, that sounds like a neat idea. What brought this innovative idea into your company?
Well, I'm a big believer in social media, and while I still haven't figured it all out yet, we are trying to find new ways to reach out to our, like I said, our clients and potential clients, and we're not sure exactly what the best way to do that is yet. I know as HVAC contractors, they're out quite a bit through the course of the day, and we wanted to do something that we felt like had a nice big time frame. It was 4 hours long, so, and it ran from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., so even if they were out late that evening making a sales call or a service call, they would still have the opportunity to stop by our Facebook page and learn a little bit more about it. So we really were looking for a unique way to reach out. Social media has become such a key factor in everyone's business, and we were just looking for something unique besides the run-of-the-mill tweets and so forth. And hey, don't forget to stop by our Facebook page and like us. We really wanted something with a little bit of meat to it, so that when someone did come and visit, there was a reward for visiting us.
What did it take to get this off the ground, both technically and getting it together on your social pages?
Well, the great thing is, technically, it was not difficult, because we were, even though it was a new concept, we were still using all the same social media avenues that everyone's familiar with: email, you know, actually posting it in advance on our Facebook page, tweeting it, posting it on LinkedIn, and just the word of mouth. And, you know, of course, we also did a press release. We, you know, we published it through PR Web and so forth, and it was picked up by a large number of media outlets, both traditional HVAC media outlets as well as the, you know, other sectors around that weren't necessarily HVAC related. So pretty much that aspect of it was all pretty standard stuff. We got together, decided what we wanted. We knew what we wanted to promote. We knew it was going to be our BZD damper, and so we just kind of brainstormed for a short period of time on how to coordinate that. There was a little bit of timing there. We wanted to make sure it all kind of hit at once, so that we were getting to as many HVAC contractors and allies as we could. And then from there, we just wrote. We wrote the Twitter post and wrote a little bit of text and so forth that we needed for the actual Facebook promotion, and you know, we flipped on the switch and let it do its thing. So
a lot of people have been talking about connecting to customers socially and looking at return on investment. What outcomes did you as a company experience socially from this event?
Well, we did see a pretty significant, roughly a 10% increase in our total number of likes on our Facebook page. So we were real happy with the results that we received on Facebook. We actually had 114 unique visitors to the sales event, which doesn't sound like a huge number, but for us, as we just start on this road of social media, we were very, very pleased with that. We had 157 engaged visitors that came, and we actually corresponded with, and we actually were able to track the number of people that took the news story and forwarded it or did something additional with it, and we actually had 56 of those in which people read our story and then did something with it. They forwarded it on, reposted, retweeted, whatever the case may be. So that was pretty neat to get that that push through to that next level of viewers out there. So it wasn't just all the initial contacts we had. There was this second level of contacts that we don't directly connect with that had some neat things happen that way as well. And we actually sent out a total of 12,000 emails, and we had a pretty nice click-through rate. We had a total of 238 people click through to actually learn more about it, and so that was pretty good. Email is always kind of it's always a little nerve-wracking if someone's actually going to get the email, if it's not going to bounce, and then do they actually open it, and then of course even after they open it, will they actually click on it and learn a little bit more? So we were pretty excited about that. We delivered it to a total of almost 1,000 different media sources, and we had 13,000 impressions, so 13,000 people saw that across all platforms. So it had a pretty nice reach. And then we did have a total of 45 additional activities. In other words, we could actually track whether or not they printed out literature, sent us an email, did an even further step than what we were even originally hoping for. So we had 45 of those. So overall, we even tracked our Twitter response. We had 111 people retweet it and picked up about another 20% in followers. So overall, we considered it to be a huge success, and we definitely will be trying to come up with something maybe a little bit different for the next round, but we like the concept of having an idea, having something, a core product or something to build around, and then using all the different resources that we have nowadays with the social media and getting the word out. So,
well, it sounds like your social media experiment here worked out really well, but what about your product? You mentioned the BZ Damper. Can you just explain what that product is and what the overall response was to the actual product?
Oh, sure, absolutely. The BZD, which stands for Barometric Zone Damper, is actually a brand new type of zone damper that my father, Ron, developed and patented, or we're in the process of patenting right now, patent pending. Came up with the idea at the end of last year, so in December the story goes that he woke up in the middle of the night, literally at 3 o'clock in the morning, and had this idea for a new zone damper. And the whole premise behind the BZD is that it eliminates the traditional bypass damper that most people are used to installing when installing a zone system. And if you talk to a contractor, one of their biggest frustrations is dealing with the bypass damper that they have to install. You know, it's additional cost. They have to add additional ductwork to tie the supply into the return. A lot of times they have very little space if the furnace or air handler is going to be installed in the closet or in a tight area down the basement. They just don't have a lot of room to install the bypass, and bypass can actually hurt your system efficiency. So this BZD replaces the standard zone damper and completely eliminates the bypass damper that they've needed in the past. And if you were to check the product out online, you'll see that it's actually a two-part damper. That the top part of the blade is a standard blade that you would be used to seeing in a regular zone damper, but the bottom half is actually hinged that acts as the barometric relief. So we think not only will it'll cut cost of the installed job, it'll make it install faster because you don't have to install the bypass, and we think there's going to be a nice increase in system efficiency because we're not bypassing the cold air over the coil. So it's been a great product so far. We've had it out for about a month now, and the response has just been great. The contractors that have purchased them and installed them absolutely love it. They love the fact they're not dealing with bypass anymore, and we're real excited about the future with the BZD. So,
well, you know, that sounds great. You mentioned a website. Can you give that website to our audience so that they can check this new damper out?
Sure, they can just, we came up with a cute little URL for it, nobypassrequired.com, or they can always just go to jacksonsystems.com, which is our main website, and it'll be right there on the homepage, and they can just click right on the BZD barometric zone damper, or like I said, go to nobypassrequired.com.
Thanks, Tom, for that great information, and thank you for listening. Be sure to catch our next episode, and as always, you can download Newsmakers on iTunes by searching ACHR News, or you can find it on our website at www.achrnews.com/podcasts. Good times, everybody.